Well, now we're going to bring to these microphones one of the outstanding archaeologists, a world-known archaeologist, Gabby Barkai. He is headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel, responsible for many, many archaeological digs, assisting in others. And it's just a joy for me to be able to talk with Gabby. I've had the privilege of interviewing him on radio and television in the past. We've always had a very, very good conversation. Gabby recently, in one of the newspapers there in Israel, they had almost what they said was an in-depth interview of you about your project, which is located there on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. It's the Temple Mount Sifting project. And that is for the purpose of taking all of those artifacts and archaeological remains that were removed from the Temple Mount by the Muslims, put in the city dump, and you've just reclaimed those items, and you've put them on the slopes there on the Mount of Olives. And what's your procedure? What are you doing? What's your main goal in this activity or project?
First of all, it is a privilege for me to be on your program again. Thank you. Second, the Temple Mount is the most important archaeological site in the country and one of the cornerstones of world archaeology, and not only religious and national importance, but there is also archaeological importance. The Temple Mount occupies about one-sixth of the total area of the Old City and was never, ever excavated. Though Jerusalem is one of the most excavated places upon earth, the Temple Mount was never dug in any well-organized, pre-initiated excavation. Whatever we can learn about the Temple Mount is, unfortunately, through the illicit digs carried out by the Islamic Trust. They removed 400 truckloads, which were of soil saturated with the history of Jerusalem, and they were removed by bulldozers in a most barbaric manner. From this disaster, one can have still something positive, and this is what we are doing.
And the positive is the treasure that you may find. And I know my son had a youth group over there for a project in Israel. They came to your site. You gave them the privilege of hands-on sifting through some of these artifacts. So there are some treasures that you can find in what the project is producing.
Tens of thousands of finds, some of them very valuable, and others have a cumulative value, and they add up, changing some of the written history of Jerusalem. Some of the finds are of great significance. We have had until now close to 6,000 ancient coins, as well as seals, seal impressions, artifacts of ancient warfare, and pieces of jewelry of all kinds and types. We have also building remains, that is to say flooring tiles, roof tiles, and fragments of wall plaster painted, and all that adds up into a fascinating historical story.
You know, Gabby, the article talked about not only you unearthing some treasures, but unearthing a conflict. And I don't think the article was positive at all as it focused on your project. But what were they talking about, the conflict?
Listen, whatever is connected with Jerusalem, and especially with the holy enclosure of the Temple Mount, is political. And whatever is political is problematic. And there are different views about it. In Jerusalem, whatever you say, whatever you do, or whatever you don't do is political. I can tell you that sneezing in Jerusalem is intensive political activity, because you can sneeze to the right, you can sneeze to the left, and whatever you do, you are going to be attacked by this or that party. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we're not the best of friends. I haven't been over to your home or anything, but I know you pretty well. I read all about you, and we've had conversations before. The political doesn't bother you at all. You're just going to continue the project because you think it's right. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, very much so. We hope to go on. We finished until now about 50% of the soil that we reclaimed. And we hope to have many more important remains to contribute to the history of Jerusalem, and that is what matters. Conflicts and all the criticism, I couldn't care less.
Excuse me for interrupting, but you know what really excites me about the project? You're bringing the body politic of Israel to your project. For example, the school children come out. Some of the senior citizens come out and enjoy working with you in the project. This is exciting.
Yes, we have had until now close to 250,000 volunteers who came to have their hands directly on the history of Jerusalem. And they can touch the soil of Jerusalem and the holy place of the Temple Mount as written in the Book of Psalms, because thy people loved its soil and cherished its stones. Excitement of children to watch them when they discover something, there is nothing like that. It is thrilling, and it's very, very important that we have all facets of society participating in this project.
And I can give you a personal testimony. I've been there. I've done some of the sifting with Gabby Barkai. It is a thrilling experience. If you're taking a tour group over, make sure that your tour leader at least stops by for a few moments and maybe can give you some time to do some sifting as well. Gabby, I appreciate the conversation. Thank you for your project. Thank you for being available.
Blessed be.